December 7th, 1941, is the day the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. President Franklin D. Roosevelt described these events as a day that will live in infamy and brought the United States into World War II. Today, our nation is fighting wars on multiple fronts, and veterans from our current wars face a different threat. Today, the injuries sustained by our veterans may not always be visible. Mickey McCamish is the executive director of the Epilepsy Foundation.
The signature wound of the Iraq-Afghanistan wars is a traumatic brain injury known as a TBI. There's about 1.7 million servicemen that have served in these two wars. Of those 1.7 million, a little over 300,000 will experience a TBI, a traumatic brain injury. Now, as a result of the TBI, about half of those, about 160,000, will experience epilepsy. A neurological medical condition in which the nerve cells in the brain just keep firing away, and so it's a state of confusion. And as a result, it can cause one to pass out or to go into a temporary stare or just a blinking or just to be disconnected from reality for a period of time.
For someone who has never been diagnosed with epilepsy to suddenly find themselves lost within their own minds for short periods of time, it's got to be a frightening experience.
It's very scary, especially if you happen to be driving, if you happen to be in a swimming pool, if you happen to be taking a shower, such as John Travolta's son, who was taking a shower, and unfortunately it resulted in his death. So it can be very scary. But the traumatic brain injury can result in epilepsy. Although it may not occur right then, it could occur later in life.
Veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan can receive services from the VA, but their needs are often outside of the scope of the VA services. The coalition of nonprofits and agencies forming under the United Way Opportunity Grant hope to inform veterans about services available for people affected by epilepsy caused by TBI.
We're not only offering these programs, but there are other programs that are available to veterans outside of the VA system. Some of those programs, for example, could be like legal aid. If a veteran needed assistance with putting together a will or needed some legal assistance, that might not be available in the VA system. But it is available through a coalition that we're establishing as a result of a grant that Epilepsy Foundation has received from United Way. And so what we've created is a Southeast Tennessee Veterans Coalition. In addition to the VA agencies, there's about 20 other agencies that are affiliated that want to make sure that the veterans and their families receive the services that they need.
The United Way of Greater Chattanooga is helping to fund this coalition and adding the growing list of services available to veterans as part of the 211 assistance phone line. Kelly Knave is the Director of Public Relations for the United Way of Greater Chattanooga.
When Mickey and the Epilepsy Foundation originally approached us, it was for their Veterans Outreach Program, which we funded through what we call one of our opportunity grants. And this is when a program or an opportunity is presented to United Way that maybe isn't one of its regularly funded programs or agencies, but we see it as fulfilling a need or filling a gap in services that's out there. So when the Epilepsy Foundation brought this to us, we thought it was a good idea. We saw it as an opportunity, and we funded it. And initially, the Epilepsy Foundation was working with a group of other organizations like the Traumatic Brain Injury Group and others to get information out to returning veterans about the relationship between traumatic brain injuries and epilepsy and what to expect if they should develop epilepsy and were not currently aware of it. But as it went on, that's when this group realized there was more that needed to be done, that there really seemed to be a lack of a hub of information about services that were available to veterans. And that's when the Epilepsy Foundation and the other groups pulled together to create the Southeast Tennessee Veterans Coalition. What United Way is doing, in addition to initially funding this through an opportunity grant, we're also going to be having United Way's 211 call Resource Center working with this coalition to find out what resources are available for veterans along a wide spectrum. As Mickey said, anywhere from health issues like epilepsy and brain injury to legal issues, to make sure that they know of all those resources and that when we have people call our 211 center for help with social needs, like we have people who call who need assistance with rent or who need assistance with paying their utilities. And whenever these people call in, we ask a series of questions because what we've discovered is a person may be calling us because I can't afford food this month, but we discovered there's a lot of underlying needs that cause them to call for that problem. So one of the new questions we're going to be asking is, are you or is someone in your family a returning veteran? And if they are a veteran, then we're going to direct them because there are some services that are specifically veteran services that they may not know about. Then there are services that are just your regular state, federal, city, county, and private local services that are not veterans services in and of themselves, but veterans are able to take advantage of them the same as anybody else in this area, but they may not know they exist. And so what we're trying to do is just make sure that they know what services are available to them and that we're putting them in touch with the right organizations. And one of the reasons we're doing that is trying to build stable lives and support populations that are at risk is because we know, if you've been looking at the paper over the past month, veterans seem to be, as a percentage, at high risk for a lot of problems. There are a lot of homeless veterans. There are a lot of veterans who suffer from emotional or psychological problems. There are a lot of veterans who suffer from substance abuse. By targeting and reaching these veterans who are returning home, we're trying to interrupt those cycle of problems and see to it that they're stopped before they start. Because the belief is if you're getting these people the support and the help that they need, problems aren't going to develop further down the line.
As a veteran, it's a need that's out there. Yes, you have the benefits through the VA system, but there are needs outside of that system. There are the needs for food. There are the needs, perhaps, to help with the utility bill. There are other needs out there that the veteran may have, but may not realize those needs are available. And through this grant, through this process, through 211, those needs will be met.
The Southeast Tennessee Veterans Coalition is currently forming with the support of the United Way of Greater Chattanooga. As we recall sacrifices made by our men and women in the armed forces this Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, let us hope that through the efforts of this coalition, today's veterans can find assistance when they need it. If you or someone you know is a veteran in need, call 211 for details on services. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.